Would that dressing table, would it be right to call that a dresser?
No.
Mm-mm.
A dresser, I have a dresser in the back room. It has three drawers at the bottom and marble top. Mine is an antique. A marble top and two boxes on each corner to the back, and then a mirror in the center. Just halfway, just from, say, so high on up.
I see. And the things that people put over their windows to keep the light out, what did they call them? Something like that, that would keep the light out, put over the windows?
The shades?
Just shades. Is that the cloth part?
No, that's a shade is generally made out of a plastic or a, well, it wasn't plastic those days, linen, some kind of a cotton glaze material. That's a shade. Now this is a curtain, and the piece that goes across, this has no piece on it. Some have what they call a balance, and it fits in between the, right over the top of the curtain. It's just to make it look fancy, that's all.
Yes, ma'am. And those, were those shades the thing that you pull down? I see. But you know these things that you can adjust, they're...
Yes, they're... I know what you're talking about. They've come in lately.
Yes, ma'am. Trying to think, is it
blinds
is what they're called?
No, blinds are something that are, you can Venetian blinds now, are on the cord, you know, and you can pull them up and down. They keep the light out. But blinds, this house had blinds. Blinds are two things that are separate, half in the middle, and they're slats. And that keeps the sun out, and it also keeps the wind out, and it's just an ornament to the house.
I see.
And this house had blinds when we bought it.
Yes, ma'am.
But they don't use them, sell them, although they're coming back.
I see. I don't know if this house has one, but some houses have a place right underneath the roof that you can climb up to, maybe store things in.
Yes, sir.
What would that be called?
Attic.
I
have one. You can walk up there.
Do you remember if people around here ever called that part of the house the loft?
Mm-hmm. The loft is a place up there that is unfinished. There's nothing but beams or rafters that you see. The rafters to your house. And the beams that support your house.
I see.
But an attic is where you store. As far as I know now, I'm telling you, don't take my word for it, because it mightn't be so.
Okay. You know, when you were talking about the kitchen, was there ever a room right off the kitchen where you could store canned goods?
Not here, but we've got a pantry between the kitchen and the dining room in a little hole this side of it. And you can put a barrel of sugar and a barrel of flour and anything you want in there.
I see. What did people around here call something like, say if they had a lot of old useless things, maybe like a broken chair, but they didn't want to get rid of it, they'd say they had a lot of...
Well, they either would put them in the loft if they had a loft, or they'd sew them in the garage, or some people have a storage room at the end of the gallery, but outside the house. You couldn't get to it from the yard, but you could get to it from the back porch or back gallery.
I see.
But generally that, of course now they put them in the basement here, because they had a basement. But it was generally, and some people had a flooring put in the garage halfway, and they'd store them up open.